That is not true. I think that the Minister of Basic Education needs to only go and see schools in Konse High School, Lukhozi High School, go to Ivory Park in Gauteng, go to schools in Mutu and KZN, schools in Limpopo in Limpopo Province, schools in the Free State, to see actually that the infrastructure that children are currently going to school in is absolutely not safe at all. We have prefab classrooms in Amos Mapanga High School that in Gauteng that have not been updated since 2008. They have holes in them. They have windows that do not close fully. Some of them also are broken in, which makes winters really difficult. There's overcrowding because of the fact that the classrooms are there temporarily and the school population is growing more and more. And we have other schools here in the Western Cape that are experiencing overcrowding. They're experiencing the lack of infrastructure development due to the fact that these schools, again, have a growing population, but there are temporary classrooms that are currently in place. There's also an admissions issue that is currently putting a lot of pressure on the school infrastructure and school infrastructure system as it stands right now. So, no, I think that the Department of Basic Education is misleading the public when they say that they have totally eradicated bad and unsafe schools. I will say that they are making headway in that, but they still have a long road ahead of them.
Yeah, I think when we talk about unsafe school structures, it goes arguably beyond schools that are built with mud or that have asbestos roofs or built with asbestos for that matter. And I think that's arguably where the conversation around these particular comments by the minister has sparked, because like the many examples that you've listed, and I'm sure there are many other examples, there's still a very long way to go to address the issues around safe infrastructure at schools, not to get to a conversation around pit toilets that, of course, are still exist as of today.
Exactly. When we're thinking of safe schools, we need to go back to the landmark ruling that came in the 2013 Constitutional Court justice ruling, which said that their school has to have certain norms and standards, which means that there's certain infrastructure that a school needs to have to be considered a safe school for children to go to. These are norms and standards that the Department of Basic Education is meant to actually stand by. In 2016, we went back to the Constitutional Court again in order to force the Department of Basic Education to put deadlines in place to make sure that infrastructure is fixed throughout all public schools, not just the public schools that they've identified through their safe audits, but all public schools. And so what we're finding is that the Department of Basic Education is working from numbers that they had that they conducted an audit from, a safe audit from 2018, that says that all pit latrine toilets are going to be eradicated, which obviously is misinformation. More so than out of the figures that are coming out of the safe audits. It's the same thing with school infrastructure as well. We know that there's a high number of schools that do not have fencing, that do not have proper classrooms, that do not have libraries and science laboratories. And we're seeing those numbers in the ways in which mathematics is being taught, the ways in which science is being taught. This is directly linked to the fact that there is a lack of infrastructure in schools. How are you going to teach science subjects if you do not have a laboratory? How are you going to teach mathematics if you have an overcrowded class of either 90 kids in a class that is meant to have 25 children? Or you have a school that is just that does not have enough numbers of people taking mathematics, and therefore there are no maths teachers that are entering there. All of this has to link to infrastructure. So long as the infrastructure is in place, so long as they are the community as well, school infrastructure cannot exist without making sure that the communities are existing as well. So how can you say that we need to fix school infrastructure, yet a child has to cross a torrid river of water in order to get to school and then walk a further 15 kilometers in order for them to procure an education? It is wholly unconstitutional and unconscionable, and it is just plain wrong.
Yeah, the progress that has been made by the Department of Basic Education and arguably other departments in government to address the myriad of issues that you're addressing now as it relates to school infrastructure, do you feel like there's, you know, adequate process, progress rather, being made?
I think that there is progress being made because, honestly, before, if we look at the state of education pre-1994, we had the Bantu school system. There were lots of people who were out of matric. And if you look now at the numbers, especially with the younger generation, there are more and more people who are hungry for an education. So I can't say that the Department of Basic Education is not doing something correct and making sure that people have access. It is just that access is hard. And that is where we as Equal Education come in, because every single child has a right to adequate access to an equal and just education. And this is where we step in, and that I think that the government has really failed in making sure that every single public school that a child goes to has the same infrastructure as the school that would exist in former Model C and former communities that were more affluent than those in rural areas. I think that the government has failed to make sure that schools that exist in former homelands, like in KZN, like in the Eastern Cape, are actually fixed adequately enough in order for them to make sure that they can even send their own children to those schools. So if you notice, politicians don't even send their own children to these rural schools, yet they say that it is okay for other children to go into those schools. And so there's just a lack of morality, a lack of political will. There is a sense that it is okay for other children to exist in these schools that lack infrastructure, yet it's okay for other kids who have more money to have access to better schools, which again is just wholly unconscionable. And this inequality that is being fostered by the Department of Basic Education honestly needs to come to an end through political will. We have an admissions case right now in the Western Cape, and what we're simply asking the Western Cape governments to do is to just bring us to the table, inform us on what plans you have for the children who are left out of the education system so that they can catch up and make sure that they can also be school-going children, because they are holding up the end of the bargain. They want to go to school. The government needs to meet them where they are. And that is all that we are simply asking. Meet us where we are and work with us.